Before I get started, just a couple of things. I want to offer a trigger warning because I speak about rape and racial violence in this message, and also a not so apologetic apology for the length of this message. I've got a lot to say. Your body, my choice. This is the new taunt that has been picked up by school-age boys to hurl at girls. It took exactly 24 hours from the time when right-wing provocateur Nick Fuentes started sharing his hate speech online during the election for this to become a twisted call to action for the United States of Bro-America. This is vile language. It is the bridge between words and deeds that no one needs. This is something that has been a hallmark of the election season. While many people are quick to say that the language has been and was inflammatory from both sides, I would argue that calling someone weird or a fascist is not quite the same as calling a woman the C word, or stupid, or trash, or demeaning people based on their race and gender. The call to action that we're not going back seems like a whisper next to a statement punctuated with whether you like it or not. In case you don't get it, I will make it plain. These words, your body, my choice, describe the intention to rape. They are given the excuse of boys will be boys, and they have traction because they speak from an ethos that has plagued this nation from the beginning. Your body, my choice, was first carried out by European settlers who infected native people with diseases, crushed infants for sport, raped indigenous women for pleasure, and killed warriors to lay claim to their land. The European founders of our country then built an economic nation on your body, my choice, with a slave industry and a careless and violent siring of disposable mulatto class. Probably the most insidious manifestation of America as the land of your body, my choice, was the period of lynching that emerged after the time of Reconstruction on the heels of the Civil War lasting until the 1960s. And it should be no surprise that these acts were carried out as retaliation for alleged crimes of sexual transgression by black men. People of African descent in the late 19th century were assumed by white society to be bestial, and the science of race connected this with hypersexualization. Men of African descent were portrayed and displayed, thank you very much, in disgusting and dehumanizing academic material from the 18th and 19th century that attempted to provide proof for these ideas. As a result, lynching and science joined forces in the white imagination to create black sexual monsters. Mrs. Rebecca Felton was the first woman to serve in the United States Senate, albeit for one day. Regardless, she was the most highly respected woman of her era from Atlanta, Georgia, and was regarded as a pioneer in the women's suffrage and temperance movements nationwide. Here are her words from the Weekly Star, Wilmington, North Carolina, August 11th, 1898. When there is not enough religion in the pulpit to organize a crusade against sin, or justice in the courthouse to promptly punish crime, nor manhood enough in the nation to put a sheltering arm about innocence and virtue, if it needs lynching to protect women's dearest possession from ravening, drunken human beasts, then I say lynch 1,000 a week if necessary. In a speech to the National Negro Conference in 1909, Black civil rights pioneer Ida B. Wells, who advocated for anti-lynching legislation for her entire life as a journalist, presents another view on Felton's racist trope. Why is mob murder permitted by a Christian nation? What is the cause of this awful slaughter? This question is answered almost daily. Always the same shameless falsehood that Negroes are lynched to protect womanhood. This is the never-varying answer of lynchers and their apologists. All know it is untrue. The cowardly lyncher revels in murder, then seeks to shield himself from public execration by claiming devotion to woman. But truth is mighty, and the lynching record discloses the hypocrisy of the lyncher as well as his crime. It has been proven that the vast majority of the accusations of rape of white women that resulted in lynching were false. Much like accusations that gay men are pedophiles, or that trans women are men seeking to attack women in bathrooms. Your body, my choice. The Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act was eventually signed into law in 2022, 100 years after the first anti-lynching bill made it to the Senate. Now, why am I going on about lynching? Some white people who are uncomfortable with the topic will argue that the law was passed. Isn't that enough? No, it's not enough. 100 years. It's not enough because more than any other impulse in white America, this is the one that has been given excuse after excuse after excuse as body upon body upon body piles up. Everyone who isn't protected by the cloak or gaze of white manhood, whether they like it or not, is still vulnerable to extrajudicial physical murder, not to mention political dismemberment and policy erasure that has been sanctioned by this nation since day one. Senator Rand Paul, a white man, blocked the bill, the anti-lynching bill, for 3 years, demanding that the law's definition of lynching was too broad. Meanwhile, the rest of us can still be caught in the noose of stand your ground and justifiable force and perceived threat and the messed up idea that a Black trans woman who is shot to death deserved what they got. What's next? More of the same crap. That's what's next. America is not equipped or willing to end lynching of any kind. Your body, my choice. That was the subtext to the noble words of James Madison, who held 100 slaves while writing the Federalist Papers. Your body, my choice, is the reason Roosevelt's New Deal and the GI Bill didn't reach into Black communities and why he could enact Japanese internment. Your body, my choice, and the lingering assumption of Black bestiality created the war on crime, but only Black crime. Those policies left the white drug dealers at Studio 54 and the real estate criminals alone. What's next? I don't know. Maybe there's an answer if we learn more about the direct connection between lynching and the legacy of conquest on the North American continent and the ethos of my body, your body, my choice. Robert P. Jones' book, The Hidden Roots of White Supremacy, is a start. He parallels the point that I'm trying to make today, that lynching the idea of your body, my choice, is a symptom of what America is, not an anomaly. He states, here is the question that must illuminate the path forward for us and our children. How can we meaningfully respond to being beneficiaries of a crime so plain it cannot be denied and so large it can never be fully righted? Jones' words make the following quotes even more disturbing. I want to hate these muggers and murderers. They should be forced to suffer, and when they kill, they should be executed for their crimes. They must serve as examples so that others will think long and hard before committing a crime or an act of violence. Send a message loud and clear to those who would murder our citizens and terrorize New York. Bring back the death penalty and bring back our police. The words of Donald Trump on May 1st, 1989, in the New York Daily News, a full-page ad calling for capital punishment for the accused and eventually exonerated Central Park Five. Another quote. So we have hundreds of thousands of people flowing in from Haiti. Haiti has a tremendous AIDS problem. Many of those people will probably have AIDS, and they're coming into our country, and we don't do anything about it. We let everybody come in. It's like a death wish for our country. And more. The Democrats say, please don't call them animals. They're humans. I said, no, they're not humans. They're not humans. They're animals. Donald Trump, October 2021, and April 2024 on NBC News. Your body, my choice. It is fitting that I can respond to these statements with the words of Vice President, then Senator, Kamala Harris, in her 2020 emphatic resistance to Senator Rand Paul's amendment of the anti-lynching bill. She says, our bill is an opportunity to right a wrong and an opportunity for a reckoning in federal law. We cannot pretend that lynchings are a thing of the past. Ahmed Aubrey was a victim of a modern-day lynching. He was murdered on February 23rd, 2020, just 3 months ago. She continues. Ida B. Wells once said, and she quotes, our country's national crime is lynching. It is not the creature of an hour, the sudden outburst of uncontrolled fury, or the unspeakable brutality of an insane mob. It represents the cue, calculating deliberation of intelligent people who openly avow that there is an unwritten law that justifies them and putting human beings to death without complaint, under oath, without trial by jury, without opportunity to make a defense, and without right of appeal. Our country has waited too long for a reckoning on this issue of lynching. Your body, my choice. What's next? Oh, I don't know. But my hope, as someone whose professional life has been devoted to embodiment, is that we can change the script. We could reject the United States Constitution as a religious doctrine and embrace it instead as the guidebook it was written to be. We could recognize our national crisis of embodiment for a privileged few and bring together a new constitutional Congress with multiracial, multigender, multi-economic, multi-ability representation to write a superseding set of governing instructions for an American body that James Madison could never have conceived of. Change is possible. But the current system keeps proving that while it is happy to play the game of democracy ping pong, it does not have any interest in lasting or evenly applied justice for every body. Must the arc of the American moral universe keep proving that it is only capable of bending far enough to support a black body at the end of a rope? My body is not your choice, America. May we do more than just tolerate each other. May we join in the chorus of voices shouting, "My body, my choice." For every woman, when she says, "My body, my choice." For every black person lynched where justice was denied, "My body, my choice." For every person with a disability or neurodivergence, "My body, my choice." For every trans and non-binary person, "My body, my choice." May we reveal what is next by reminding the world that our bodies are our choice, now and forever. Amen.